Allen has been at the reins of Sitka's local hospital through some difficult decisions, including the closure of the obstetrics program. But he's also the person who pulled the city-owned organization out of a financial tailspin when he stepped into the interim CEO role almost exactly 3 years ago. Allen has gained some detractors during his tenure, some of whom testified during the public part of the meeting. But according to Hospital Board President Connie Seip, the hospital's financial analysts are not among them.
We also had an audit presentation by the auditor, and the auditor works for the board. And the auditor is a specialist in healthcare hospital audits, and he said it was a fine audit in terms of everything was fine, and he's been auditing this hospital for a long time, and he talked in great detail about how much better the financial situation of the hospital is than 3 and 4 years ago, before Mr. Allen came.
So what about the no votes from Carolyn Evans and Karen Addix, who were appointed by the Assembly 2 days before the vote on Allen's contract extension?
I would not try to impugn any motives to the new board members. They clearly care greatly about the hospital.
Rob Allen also doesn't impugn the motives of Evans and Addix, but he wishes that he had their full confidence from the beginning.
I guess I'm disappointed that it was two new board members who really had only had the board packet for a couple of days and really don't know what's going on at the hospital in any great detail.
But motives were at the forefront of the Assembly deliberations around the appointment of Evans and Addix. Not necessarily their motives, but those of Richard Ween, a former surgeon at the hospital who was dismissed last year by Allen in a personnel dispute and who since won a seat on the Assembly. Some members questioned whether Ween was trying to engineer the removal of Allen, but ultimately they allowed Ween to vote on the board appointments. Now, with a 6-month extension and a lot to accomplish, Allen hopes to persuade the new board to work together.
I would ask that they have, you know, an open mind to look at it and evaluate what's happening and how things are going and see that there are a lot of people up here working for the good of the hospital.
And it's a busy time. The hospital is implementing a new electronic health record system, among other things. An initial effort by the board last year to recruit an outside management team for the hospital came up with no takers, although there was interest in collaboration. The Assembly is pursuing a full spectrum of possibilities, from oversight to outright sale of the hospital, in a request for proposals issued at the same January 23rd meeting. Connie Seip says that for the three board members with longer tenure, extending Allen's contract was the best move for the hospital.
I think the three of us were really solid of that, the fact that this is the most stable for the time being, because there's a lot of possible changes coming. There are a lot of big projects starting, like the big electronic health records. There are these efforts we're making, what we call ourselves our own Project Urgent Care, to help increase the bottom line. We're starting a new pharmacy program in March, which will benefit not only hospital but the local pharmacies. So we're in the middle of quite a few things. And with the RFP from the Assembly going out on the street soon and up in the air, we think that this is actually the better known stability.
Seip says that Allen's contract extension includes a buyout clause in the event the city strikes a deal for management of the hospital with an outside contractor before the end of Allen's tenure in mid-October. As of press time Monday, Allen's compensation package had not been finalized. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.